Amen. Good to be here this morning.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, turn to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. I'm going to find my glasses. Well, I tell you what, people go crazy after around Thanksgiving. Beats all I ever seen. You go somewhere and you can't get to a store because so many people's in there. It's unreal. Isaiah chapter 9, we're going to begin verse number 6. We're just going to read this one verse and we're going to do a little studying on this. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. This is a good verse here, and it talks about Jesus Christ. I heard of a guy, I listened to a guy on the internet the other day. He tried to act like, he said, "I used to quote this verse all the time until I learned better." I thought, what? And he started saying that, well, you know, it couldn't be talking about Jesus because Jesus, you know, he wasn't with the Father. And I thought, boy, you're a nut. And I turned him off. I don't have time for them people. They start talking, I don't have time for them. Why do I want to waste my time on somebody like that? I mean, they don't believe in God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. There's something wrong with them. And I'm going to tell you what, if you don't believe that, I mean, you might not understand it, but if you don't believe it, you're lost. You need to get saved. Because He's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of stuff I don't understand. That's like, I ain't saying this, just but that's like, I might not like you, but I got to love you. I mean, you can not like a lot of people, but you still got to love them.
Amen.
I mean, me and my wife, a lot of times she probably don't like me, but you know, she still loves me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You might not understand the Trinity, but you believe it. You just believe it. I mean, it's not hard for me to believe that. Because, like I said before, you see water and then you got it freezes in the ice and then you turn it into melt and it turns into vapor. That's three in one. But yet the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't believe it. It's hard for people to believe things, but, you know, like I said, I don't understand it, but I believe it. The Word of God, I believe it's the Word of God. The King James 16 led, doesn't bother me one bit. I know that's the Word of God. You say, why do you know? Because the Bible says it is. I mean, they say, well, this translation ain't. Well, I'll tell you what. You got to have I'm an English-speaking person, okay? And this is the English-speaking Bible, as far as I'm concerned. You take all these other books, they're not. They're just books. They think they say it makes it so much clearer. But yet you can hear somebody read that book. I can tell you just like that. That's not King James. I can't understand all them words they talking about this and that. But you read me King James, I can understand that. I don't have no problem. But it says here, "For unto us a child is born." So it says unto us. Who's us? Humanity. The humans. Us people. I mean, he was born unto us. And you think about this a minute. It says, "For unto us," and he's talking about sinners. In Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost."
Right.
He came to humanity. I mean, he come down to this world just for us. I mean, that's when he died for. He died for us. He died for the sinner. So that's what he come here for. And I got to studying this, and there's a lot in here, boy. I'm telling you, it just blessed my soul. You take over in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. I mean, they walked with God every day. They walked with Him,
right.
And yet they still sinned. You think about us. Here we are. We're here, and we didn't haven't walked with God, as far as you know. Physical, see, the way God become walked in the garden. And you take us today, and we're here, and we have to trust the Lord. And we believe in Him. He speaks to our heart. We trust the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come unto us, the Comforter. He's come unto us, the Holy Ghost has. And we trust Him, and we listen to what He tells us to do. But we listen to God. You got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. But He come unto us. I mean, we couldn't go to Him, but you think about this now. You think about, you see a newborn baby, and you look at that little baby, and you don't think about the power and the strength and the majesty or majestic that little baby's got. You don't think about that. But you look at Jesus Christ, he had to leave the throne of God. Now he left God and he come down and put himself in a low state, lower than an angel. He come down and he went back in, he went into a woman's womb and he was born
right.
A human. He's never going to get out of that. He's a human. He was born a human. And then he was ascended up to heaven. But when we get up there, he's a God man. You know what I'm saying? He's not God no more. Not straight, he's God. You got to get me straight here now. He's God, but he's not like he was before he come down here. He Bible says I'm going to get ahead of myself. But you think of that baby, you think how cute and vulnerable and how it needs to be warmth and protection. And the preciousness of a life is best seen in the frailty of a little newborn baby. And you think about that little baby as it is delivered and born. And Jesus Christ had to come that same way. And he was in the manger. He was born and he was laid in that manger. And you take, that's our Father. That's God. That's the one who flung the stars from his finger. That's the one who poured the water.
Right.
And think about that little bitty baby reaching his little bitty hand up. And that's God Almighty there. I'm telling you what, unto us a child was born. He come for us. Man, that's something to think about. You just really get to thinking about that little bitty baby there. That his mother, she held him in her arms and took care of him. You know, we just can't get it in our mind. You can't grasp the fact. That little baby they got over there, and you take and hold that little baby, you look at it, you see how pretty and cute it is. And you think that woman was looking down at Jesus Christ. And that little baby there come down and left everything that he had in heaven and come down for us. He come for me. I mean, sorry, no good. He knew that one day, just because Adam and Eve, the way they sinned, he knew he was going to have to go down and do it. Man just can't live without sin. Man is sin. You was born in sin. That little bitty baby come forth lying. You see what he's talking about? That baby, you can diaper it, you can feed it, you can do everything, and they just cry and cry. There ain't nothing wrong with that baby. He just wants you to hold him, that's all. I mean, they lie. The Bible says they come forth speaking lies. But that little bitty baby come forth. Can you imagine Jesus Christ? And he come down and he was a pure Son of God. Man, that's amazing. When you get to thinking about that. But, It's you just can't fathom it that you think about it's the second Trinity of God, and he entered humanity forever because Jesus will forever be a man. Like I said, he's a man God. But that's something though, to think it. Our Savior thought so much of us that he come down for us and took form of a man for us. And then it said, and then here it says he became a child. But you think about the Word of God. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you think about the Word of God now. It come down from heaven to earth so that we might not go to hell. Over in Matthew's chapter 1, in verse 18, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, he was found with a child. She was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and willing to make her a public example, willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on those things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which she is conceived is of the Holy Ghost. You know, it ain't hard for me to believe that. I believe it. I mean, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. I tell you what, he come down to save you from your sins. And you take the Quran, the Islams and them over there, if you believe this, that Jesus Christ is God, man, they ready to kill you. They say you're just nothing. If you can't believe that he's God. Hey, I believe he's God.
Yeah.
It's not hard for me, brother. I believe he's God. Yeah. Hey, that night I got saved and I got down on my knees and God changed my life. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Hey, when he come into my life, he changed my life. The Holy Spirit changed my life. The people over there, anybody that's not saved, they do the same things they've always done. They go back and forth and they tell their dirty jokes, cuss, and then people over here, they kill each other. They've always killed each other. They've always cut their heads off and mutilated somebody. Cause why? Cause they're wicked and vile and they're lost without God. They don't believe that Jesus Christ was born in the manger. They don't believe in unto us a child. They don't believe that. They don't put Jesus Christ where he needs to be. So therefore, they just keep doing the same thing they've always done. I mean, ever since the time come. But he said, for unto us a child is born. And you take here in these verses here, he was infinitely powerful and he became weak. I mean, he had the power of everything. But yet he became weak. I mean, this is for us, unto us. He did it for us. He was wonderfully and majestically became, but he became humble. I mean, he was the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, yet he comes down and took on a body of a little bitty baby. And he did that for us.
Right.
And you, the Creator of the universe, he became one of us. Now think about it. Here's God Almighty, and he comes down and became one of us. He became one of us. He was born like we was. He come forth like we did. He was born as a little baby. He grew up. He grew up as a little kid and grew up in to be one of us because he had to die for us. Man, that's something. Well, I'm telling you what. A God that loved you that much. He was infinite, eternal, self-sustaining, being... self-sustaining being who created every. You think about it. Now here's that little baby laying in the manger there and his mom picks him up. Now he created every atom. He created every little thing in this world. He, like I said, created all the world, filled the star, created the earth.
Yes.
That little bitty baby and she's holding him in her arms. Now, I can't fathom that. That's my God laying there in her arms as she's holding it and looking at it and that baby moving. Maybe Jesus, I tell you, just think about a little baby. How they sit there and they'll goo and go on and you think, oh, how can... But yet this is the Lord Jesus Christ laying in her arms. Boy, I tell you what, that's magnificent when you think of that. How God left the throne. He come down and died for us. He was birthed and just like we was. And he grew up like we did. I just can't get that. I mean, that's just something else. And you think about it. Here's a God that made everything. But yet his mama had to hold him in her arms and had to cuddle him. And he had to drink milk from her breast. I'll tell you what, that's Jesus Christ. What he did for us. Come down and become a little baby for us.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's good. I'm going to tell you.
Amen.
Hey, and then what he done for us was something, I'm telling you. But that's a lot there. I mean, people say, well, I can't believe. Well, you just lost and going to hell. I don't have a problem believing it. You get saved and God changes your believer. You get saved and born again. Hey, these things, you say, well, I can't understand the Word of God. Well, you just read it and believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
And it's no problem with me. There's a lot of problem when you get into this other stuff and get to reading all this junk and you can't believe it. I don't believe that stuff. About like I don't read it. I'm going to be honest with you. I read the Bible about all the time. I read very few other books. I don't, because you get into other man's junk. And I look through the internet and I'll look up stuff. And at the halftime, I don't agree with what they say. And I just pray and seek God and God shows me what He wants me to have.
Yeah.
I tell you, preachers this day and time, they got all pumped up and they just try to push things over on you and build themselves up. Oh, come down to this church. This is a church where it don't even seem like church. And what kind of church is that? You want to go to church that don't seem like church? Because they lost and unknown without God. And they don't know Jesus Christ like we know, who was born and come unto us. So we'll go down in this church and we'll have our big bands and we'll have the big sayings and pump the people in, just get them all fired up, you know, and they don't know nothing. Right. Make them a twofold child of hell.
Right.
I tell you what, you come to this church, you know, and you leave, you know you're going to go to hell if you're not saved. Hey, there ain't no gimmicks and games or nothing like that. It's the Word of God. But as a child of the Eternal, He's the Eternal Son, with his state of submission to the will of God, the Father in heaven, also the guidance and ruler of his parents. You think of that. He had to listen to his mom and dad. That's God. That's the man who created you. He had to listen to his mom and daddy. His earthly mom and dad. He was subject. And,
he was.
And that's something, I'm tell you what. It's just incredible. And it's just unfathomable. It's just hard to get it. You just got to get it in your mind, just believing it.
Yes.
It just amazes me. It amazes me. And his mama says, "Now, come on, son." He says, "I will, mama. I'm coming." Jesus Christ, I'm coming. And then he got gone that one day and he was in the temple 3 days off. Don't you know mama was all tore up? Where her son was. He was over there telling people about the things of his father.
Yeah.
And he had some. And then, what did the Word give up to become a child? And you know, I hit on this too. I'll go ahead. Over there when you see these wee three kings and they come down and you got the little baby and all the nativity scene and all that. Well, the only problem with that, he wasn't a baby when the kings come down.
Amen.
He was a small child.
Yeah.
I see how these nativity scenes are wrong. And here's another thing. I mean, you might not agree with me on this, but the three kings, they come. They was Gentiles. Now, if you study this and you read this, the Jews didn't worship Jesus Christ. If you go back and you search it out, these kings come from a long ways off. And when they got there, he was a small child. And then the Jews never worshipped him. The Gentiles worshipped him first. I mean, that's something you get to think about that. And they don't worship him today, the Jews don't.
Right.
That's why Paul said, "Well, I'll go to the Gentiles." Jesus comes to the Gentiles. And as a child was born. He'll be born. This speaks of becoming flesh. He left his holy, the holy palaces of God. He left that holy body and become flesh. Over in John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and beheld His glory and as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So He become flesh.
Yes.
He become flesh. Right. The whole purpose when He was born was to die. He was born that He might die for your sins.
Right.
You nailed Him to the cross. I nailed Him to the cross. He died for us.
Yes.
He was born that He might die.
That's right.
Boy, that's... Hey, you know you're going to die someday. But I wasn't born just to die for somebody. But yet Christ did.
Yes.
He obeyed the Father. It's in Galatians 4:4, it says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law." Hebrews 2:9 says, "But when Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of the dead, crowned with glory and honor, that He by grace of God should taste death for every man." This verse up here, it says that God sent forth His Son. He sent His Son. I've heard preachers, and I said it myself, you know, that when God was creating the earth and all this, that, you know, He created God off of the mountain over there where Christ died, you know, that He knew He was going to die. Here it says Jesus, God sent His Son. Jesus did the will of the Father. God said, "Somebody's got to go down." And He says, "You go." Just like Abraham took Isaac. Isaac didn't say, well, I'll go to be the sacrifice. He got over there and then he told Isaac, well, he said, God will provide the sacrifice. And then he took Isaac. And that's just like Jesus went because the Father told him to. Ain't that something, how much He loves you?
Yes.
And then every day we sin. Bible says that no do good and doeth not is sin. And yet we sin every day and we still do Jesus wrong. Yet everything He's done for us, we still do Him wrong.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what. A child was born. It was a child born, but it was the Son of God. He became one of us. He came to die for us. He became like us to free us from sin. He come here to free us from sin. Hey, when I got saved, I was like that old guy over there in Mark, running through the tombs. And I had sin wrapped all over me. I had the chains of sin on me. My hands was bound with sin. And Christ come down. And He died, was born in this earth. And He come forth and He died for me that I might be set free, that you might be set free.
Right.
That's what the child done for you. As you get that in your mind and you think about it and really grasp the fact of what that child was and what He did for you. And I'm telling you, it's something else. He walked among us to guide us.
Yes.
I mean, He walked among us. He gave us the written word. And as He was walking here on the earth with us. And He stayed with us to teach us. He taught the people about it. He taught them the Word of God. And yet the Word of God goes on because it is the Word. He was the Word. And we still have it. He died on the cross to set us free from the treachery and the consequence of sin. Can you think about this? Hey, if He had not died on the cross of Calvary and shed that blood, we wouldn't go to heaven.
Amen.
If He had hung by His neck, some preacher said one time, well, He could have hung by His neck, He'd still be. That's wrong. Because over in the Old Testament, they offered up a sacrifice. Once a year, they had to kill a lamb and offer a sacrifice. He said once and for all. He died once and for all. He never had to die. The Catholics crucify Him all the time. They got Him hanging on the cross. But my Savior died on the cross. And His blood was shed once and for all. Hallelujah. I'm glad it was the blood of the Lamb of God. And He become a lamb laying in that. It's a fool, I'm going to tell you. He laid in that manger, buddy, a lamb. And He laid there because He knew one day that He was going to have to die on the cross of Calvary. If He didn't take away it, He would take away the sins of the world. Can you think about that? There was a little Lamb of God laying there. He become flesh just for us. I try not to preach. I can't help it. God said, preach the Word. I know I'm supposed to be able to teach, and I try. But I'm telling you, it's so great. God is so good. I was thinking last night when I was reading my Bible, I thought, man, I love this book. You want battles and fighting? You got it in there. You want love? You got it in there. You want the grace of God? You got it in that book. Read the Song of Solomon and keep your mind pure and clean, but you see a God who loves His people.
Yeah.
Right. Problem is, people's got wicked minds and they go in there and take things all wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blessed book. This is a blessed book, buddy, when you get in it. I tell you, I love my Bible. I love the Word of God. I love hearing and just reading about how the things that took place. But He walked among us. He stayed and He taught us. Then He died for us. But, you know, He didn't stay dead. Hallelujah. He didn't stay dead. He rose on the third day. And then He ascended up there. And He's not dead today. My God didn't die and that was over with. I don't pray to no dead God. Hey, when I pray, baby, the Lord answers prayer. You know it was God. You didn't. Since you don't tell nobody nothing, and then God answers the prayer, I always say that's a consequence. That's not a consequence. That's God Almighty. That's my Lord Jesus God, the Lamb of God, answering my prayer.
Yes.
Ain't that something? I pray for stuff sometimes. I don't tell nobody nothing, and bam, it happens. Don't tell me God's not real. Your God might not be real, but mine is.
Amen.
Hey, I've seen too many. I've walked this road for 37 years, and I've seen too many things that God's done for me and answered, and too many miracles that took place. You can't convince me there's not a God. You can't convince me that this ain't the Word of God. This old King James Bible's not the Word of God. You can't convince me of that. These people who like to, but you can't convince me that He's not. Yes, everybody, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He come down as a child, and He was born in the flesh just for you and me. And it says, unto us a son is given. He become a son. He was being a son that was given. It's a gracious gift of God. Son was given. And his father, it said in John 18, he said, I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness with him. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I tell you what, he was a son given. And he was given for us. I tell you, Jesus died for me. And I believe that He's the Son of God.
Yes.
With all my heart, I believe it. Hey, I'm going to go a step further. I've told all my life that Jesus was the Son of God. In my mind, I believed it far as belief, but in my heart, I never really believed it. You're just saved. You know what I'm talking about. You know it with your mind. You had the mind knowledge, but you didn't have the heart knowledge.
Right.
And you read about the baby in the manger, but you never really accepted that was Jesus Christ. That was God Almighty living in that manger.
Yes.
I'm telling you, boy, thank God. I'm glad I'm saved. Yes. I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad I know I'm going to heaven. I don't wonder I know, thank God. If I don't go to heaven, there ain't nobody going. I believe Jesus died for me. I know what He done on August 15th. He saved my soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God to the Lamb.
Yeah,
man, I'm glad I'm saved, buddy. Oh, I'm glad. I don't wait on a nice hell thing. I wonder if I'm going to heaven tomorrow. I wonder if Jesus comes. If I'm going. I know if that trumpet sounds, I'm getting up out of here. I'm going to be with Him. I don't know if ands or buts. I know. Hallelujah. Boy, that feels good. I know. You better believe I know. Thank God I know. Oh, man, Brother, I know we're going to heaven.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Don't come up and tell me. Well, I don't believe. This woman out here on the TV there talking about, she said, well, I don't believe. That's incorrect where they messed up in the Bible. Talking about Jesus Christ being born of a virgin. Said, there's no way. It is a way with God Almighty. Hey, He made the whole world. He made everything. Hey, that ain't nothing for Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hear bell be ringing again on me. It says, for God so loved the world, and He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Word did not give up His deity. He come down and took on flesh, but He didn't give up His deity. He was still God Almighty. He was still King of Kings. He's still Lord of Lords. When we get to heaven, He's got a body, but it's He did that for us.
Yeah.
He took on that fleshly body.
Yeah.
But buddy, He still didn't lose His deity. He is still the King. Instead, He cooperated with the limitations of humanity. He come down, took on that fleshly body, took on that human body, and He made of it what He made. Bible says that the angels buried Him up on their hands. He didn't have any wounds. He wasn't cut up. Let me tell you something. You take people, if they talk about, they can be a priest and all this. Hey, if you was in the Old Testament, I couldn't be a priest.
Yeah.
Why? I got cuts all over me and scars. The Bible said that even dwarfs, they couldn't be a priest. And little day, people won't be called little people, but you read over there what the Bible talks about in Leviticus. If you had cuts, you had to be no cuts or nothing, and God had to accept you as a priest. Man, I've got cuts all over me. I've been cut and operated on and put back together and everything else. Thank God it ain't count on that no more. It's by grace you're saved. I don't have to depend on some man to go in there before God. I come into the throne room of God all because of this baby that was born on the cross. That was born in a manger and died on the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, He was my Savior. And He said, unto us a son is given. And Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Yeah. And people want to deny the deity of Christ. They want to put down Xmas, and that's abomination. It's Christ. Tell me this, who in the world goes to somebody's birthday and give everybody gifts? You want to go to Jesus' birthday and then everybody else gets gifts, you don't give Christ nothing. If it's Christmas, it's His birthday, where's His present? Tell you what, there's more to it. People want to put Xmas. Let's call this nation. All nations that forgets God is turned into hell, and this nation is truly gone to hell. Yeah. I tell you what, we better get back to God. We better come back to the Lamb of God. Yeah. And then we get down and say that the governor. Well, let me get this. And so you take the word of the flesh, the eternal became the mortal. The infinite became finite. You tell you, He had everything, then He come to where He didn't have nothing as a baby. And then the glory put on sandals. You think that He put on sandals. And then the majestic wore clothing. He didn't wear the big garment. He wore just regular clothes. And the Creator walked among us. And eternal love eventually become the bleeding flesh. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. And then the government will rest upon His shoulders. Now this is talking about the second advent. Hey, He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But when He comes back, yes, and He'll rule this world, this earth with a rod of iron. Yes. And buddy, He's going to take charge of everything. They're going to know who the King is then. Yes. There ain't going to be none of this junk going on when He comes back and we come with Him. He came the first time as a lamb to die. He's going to come the second time as a king to conquer. Over Revelation 19:11 says, and I saw heaven open, and then behold a white horse, and he that sat upon it was called Faithful and True, and the righteous he that judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and his head was many crowns, and he had a name written that was no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and the name was the Word of God. And his armies which were in heaven followed him white horses, clothed with fine linen and white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword. And when he should smite the nations, he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he shall tread the winepress with the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh the name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It says up here, it says in Isaiah 9:6, it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the governor shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called the name of the Lord, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's going to be the ruler. He's going to be the governor of all. He's going to be in charge of everything like he is now. And they're going to see it. We're going to be with him when he comes back. And we're going to rule and reign with him. You know, I hope I get to rule and reign over something pretty good. I'd hate to have to come back to China Grove where I live and rule and reign over that or something. I like to believe you have some kind of status, but you know, you make that yourself. You know, if you get your honor and rewards, as God, you build up things in God. But I'm telling you what, You think about what's your life like today? Hey, do you not read your Bible? Do you not study? Hey, we get over here in the Bible and you meet somebody over there and you get over and meet him. You say, who's that? I mean, a lot of people don't even know people is in the Bible. You never read. You never pick it up. You take the book home, the Word, and throw it down. A lot of people, you never see them carry their Bible. You go home, they got dust on their Bible. They never read it. I know. I'm meddling, I reckon. But it's the fact. The Lamb of God was born for us. He said, unto us. Unto us. You take in the name, He'll be called Wonderful and Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Counselor is a leader, and He's a guiding force in the lives of men. He is wonderfully and qualified for the job. What kind of more wonderful counselor could you get who made everything and done it all for you? What more counseling could you get? The Word of God you can get in and lead your life by it. Man, that's what He's talking about here. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. And He's the knowledge. He's education. He's the price that was paid over Isaiah 51. He's always available in Matthew 28 and verse 20. You never go nowhere if you're saved without Him being with you. You say, well, I'll go down here and go into some X-rated movie. I mean, God help you, wouldn't do that. But you say you go in there or go into a bar or something. God is with you if you're saved. To start with, you're so far out of the will of God that there's something bad wrong. You need to get straight in your life. But He's always with you. Everywhere you go, He's with you. He's a mighty God. He fought, read over in the Bible where He fought mighty battle over there when Moses then went to the Red Sea and He rose the sea up. And I don't believe, I've heard preachers say, oh, the water stood there and say, boy, I don't believe it stood there and the water shaking. I believe it went up like a wall, like it just stood still. And it was dry ground. It wasn't, hey, you think about all them thousands of people. If there had been a little water in the rim, it'd have been so muddy in time, all of them got, they couldn't have got through it. They went through on dry ground. It's a mighty God. And that same God can fight your battles today like He fought them back then. And the way He's done in the Word of God, He gives you this to read that you can see what He's done. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful counselor and a mighty God. He's an eternal Father. Hey, He's not going nowhere. He's always been there.
Amen.
He's not going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And then one day He's going to call us and we're going to go be with that eternal one. Man, can you not imagine? And Jesus Christ, when you get up there and God, ask Him something, and He tells you, well, this is what could have happened if you had done this or that. This is what could have happened if you had surrendered yourself unto Me. He's a mighty God. He's the eternal Father. And then He's the Prince of Peace. He's a Prince of Peace. They got all our peace, peace, you know. They want peace now. Everybody wants peace. And there ain't going to be no peace. The Bible says there's not. Until He comes, when He takes us out, then there'll be peace. You think about a life where, I mean, it's just going to be great. I mean, it'd be great that you can get up and you'll be with the... You ain't got to go to bed. You just... Unless you want to lay down and sleep. I don't know. You don't think God never sleeps? I guess. I don't know. I reckon we can ask you. He gets there, but the Bible says He's always there, so He don't sleep. He don't slumber.
No.
Ain't that something? Anytime I need Him, He's there.
Amen.
This book is the Word of God. If you can't believe the Word of God, the Bible says He dwells among us. Thank God Jesus Christ become a lamb, become flesh, and then died for us. I'm glad to be saved this morning. I'm glad to be a part of this church this morning. I'm glad to be amongst y'all people with my brothers and sisters in Christ. How are you going to be if we can't get along down here? How are you going to be in heaven? I tell you what, we better love one another and seek the face of God for one another and pray for one another. Hey, we need each other's help. We need each other's prayers. Thank God for Jesus dying on the cross.
Amen.
Father, we come to you now in the Jesus, name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming down. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Thank you, Lord, for shedding that blood. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. An old hell-bound, deserving sinner. And Lord, I know you died for me. Thank you, Jesus, for that blood. Thank you for all you've done. Help us today. Give us a great service. Help Brother Joel. Feed him. Give him the Word of God in his heart. Drive back the opposing powers of hell. Lord God, anoint him with your Spirit and use him. In Jesus' name. Amen.